all those things, those characteristics, they're from Adam. Jesus' characteristics are different. Do you ever see Jesus? Though he went through more than you, your mama, your sister all went through combined, your daddy. Grew up poor, single parent, lost his cousin, no one believed in him. His own followers keep forsaking him, keep not listening, keep disobeying, keep not understanding, keep being partially obedient, even though they're like his sons, even though he's literally God, and they already have seen that. And not once did he go and say, I'm going to drop the cross. I'm tired of you. You hurt my feelings. You hit me too hard. You spat in my face. You whipped me. No, we can't even imagine Jesus doing that. That's what I mean. You act like Adam. I act like Adam. He's saying you have to be born again. That old Adam, somebody says, he made us in his image. So maybe the voice you heard was from God. But then God said, if you eat this tree, you eat from the fruit of this tree, you shall surely die. Get this. Adam didn't actually die. Something in his spirit did. His spirit died. What God made in the beginning died. The Jesus in him died. God's characteristics died. No, you still have conscience. You still know that's the law of Moses. Don't lie, don't steal, don't kill. You know these things. Even Jesus goes further and says, don't look at a woman to lust after her. Don't hate your brother. You committed murder in your heart if you did. If you're an adultery, if you lust after someone. Like, even we understand those words, but it's not saying your conscience, it's saying your character, your soul, deep down, your spirit inside of you, that's supposed to love even when you're not loved, to turn the other cheek, to do all these Christian things that seem so impossible, but that are possible through God. He's saying, have a new, born again means you change your lifestyle. You now act like Jesus, and you don't try to, you just do. That's what it means to be born again. That's the only way that you have the characteristics of God himself. If God himself is alive inside of you, you know, you no longer act the same, you no longer feel the same, you no longer, it's not even I don't want to listen to secular music because, I think God's going to shut a door, I think God won't talk to me, or no, you listen to secular music and you feel empty.
And turn it off.
Yeah, exactly. That is born again. That's God's characteristics being built in someone. It's not something you can train. It's something you just have to submit to. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus said repent. Repent doesn't mean I'm sorry. Repent means change your way of thinking. It means unlearn what you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those are his words.
I unlearned astrology.
Okay, that's what I mean. It goes back. That's like a work system. You don't got to tell me. God knows before you even say to me what you've unlearned. I even know what you've unlearned to a small degree.
What?
That, I knew that before you said it to me. You know, because on the day of judgment, you can't say to God, I did that or I did that. Like, bro, sin is sin. And the wages of sin is death. So you are in trouble. I am in trouble. We're all in trouble. It's literally just grace. It's like you have a speeding ticket. You can't tell the judge if you're in court. Well, I try to be a good person.
I'm begging for my healing right now when you're talking.
Well, hey, praise God. But something I said earlier. I don't think God, through this sickness, is trying to reveal something to you. He's trying to make you, like, drop dead in something. He's trying to make something, like, be cut off from you. Because there was something inside of you that even brought you the sickness to begin with. You know, whether it was disobedience, rebellion, whatever. There's a list of things that lead to schizophrenia. Like, that are, like, noticed. It's like young adults from the age of 18 to their mid-20s,
mm-hmm.
if they were rejected, if they were in rebellion, or if they, were holding something against someone. Those are like the three things. It's like these three R's, I forget the last R, but it's like rejection, rebellion, and then something else, like unforgiveness. those three things are what systematically is spiral schizophrenia in someone's brain. So you yourself, hey, you know, I shared the knowledge before wisdom comes understanding, before understanding comes knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I shared you the information. Now it's on you to meditate on it to a degree, or to, you know, try to comprehend it,
mm-hmm.
which is the understanding part. So yeah. Man, these talks are so life-giving. It's like, it like gives my life meaning.
Really? That's how I feel too. That's why my podcast was created.
Hey, praise God. That's good.
Do you listen to it? I haven't been posting in a long time.
No. I don't. Or no, I haven't. I've listened to a couple. Tried to, and I think I actually got pretty far in one. Like, almost halfway. Yeah.
So far, I have 393 plays.
That's good. In total?
Yep. I'm, like, for having this for 2 years now, I think my podcast came out.
That's good. But hey, let's pray for this brother. I really want to see her herself.